Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken. Sick 'em on a chicken and watch them feathers fly.
Is that a strategy on how they feed the homeless?
No.
Eggs everywhere. Wild
no, they're
chicken.
Just extremely sustainable. They really pride themselves in that, which is a great thing. But one of the Portlandia episodes, they're making fun of how extreme it can be. So this couple's out to dinner, and they're asking the waitress, you know, they want to order chicken. Well, where did it come from? What was the name? What was the farm? What was the name of the chicken?
Well, first they have a 10-minute conversation whether they're going to eat vegan or chicken. Yeah. Vegan or chicken. Then they decide chicken, and then they want to know the chicken's ancestry and where it was raised and what it was fed. And they want to know what the name of the chicken was.
The name of the chicken.
And then they get it from the table, and they say, we think this is the right decision, but we're going to go visit the farm first. And it's...
This was all a joke, right? This was satire.
I hope so.
Okay.
All right, let's bring in one of our Portland phone calls.
Is it Julie online?
It's Julie. Yes, it is.
And you're from Portland. You know of what we speak.
I was born and raised in Portland. 75 years ago. I love that place.
So you said it was a while ago. How long have you been in Arizona?
I've been in Arizona for about 20-some years.
You go back often?
I have a brother and sister up there, a family, and a bunch of high school friends up there. Yeah, I go back and visit and stick around. As a matter of fact, I'm going up for about a month this summer, now that I'm retired.
So are you going up for the nude bicycle ride that they have?
Probably.
Well, it says it has thousands and thousands of participants.
They have a bicycle ride in town, and it's all naked people.
And it's a global protest against oil dependency, just so you know.
A global protest.
Oh, yes. Nothing says stop using oil like naked people on a bicycle.
All right, Julie. Defend your town here.
They were the ones, there were some people up there that were hanging off the bridge this last year. What was it, about 6 months ago, protesting... I think it was the oil company or something. I mean, they're always doing something wild and crazy to get Portland on the map.
I mean, that's only one bicycle event they have.
They have a bunch in a couple weeks span there, and you can plan one, and they're mostly free. There's one that looks really fun. It's a wine country tour. There's a Comic-Con one you can do. Mm-hmm. There is a Mamma Mia sing-along. Carol was all over that one. Mm-hmm.
And there's a Mamma Mia sing-along bicycle ride?
So you sing and you ride.
Are they clothed?
Yes, everybody else is clothed, I think. And then there's a disco superhero galactic funk star ride.
Well, you know, it's very strange. I don't hear about these things from my siblings up there. They're not giving me the right news, I guess. Well,
they must be the four grown-ups in the county.
I'm sure.
Well, I tell you what. I was there a week, Julia, Julie. I was there 1 week. I flew in on a Saturday night, and I flew home on a Sunday. And I saw the sun about 7 minutes in the entire week.
That's the reason I'm in Phoenix.
Yeah, I can imagine.
When I was growing up there, everything was done by the rain. Picnics, camping, all that, you know, the minute we got out into the wilderness, it was raining, and things were called off, or we had to go back in the tent, we had to go back in the house. I didn't like that. Now I come down here, and it's sunny all the time, and it's like a whole new world.
Julie, they don't believe in umbrellas up there. Everybody just walks around and gets wet.
Well, you're used to it.
I guess you must be. It'd be raining and like whole groups of people would just be walking down the street.
Well, I have one of the listeners says they take pride in not using their umbrellas.
That's how you spot a tourist.
It's not rain, it's a mist.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
And then here we
that's
get
true.
Pummeled.
That's true.
And here we get pummeled by the rain, and that's what bothers me. I have to have an umbrella.
I will hand it to the Portlandites that they don't let weather stop them because everybody's outside. I mean, lots of bicycles, lots of joggers, lots of hikers. And we were in a couple state parks geocaching. And, I mean, the trails were full of people.
And the geocaches were everywhere. We taught our little Audrey how to use geocaches. And there was one like every step.
Yeah, there were
especially in the state parks. Yeah.
Well,
All right, Julie. Well, we appreciate you calling.
Well, I'm always
Thanks
listening to
defense.
You guys, but I had to tell you about my town.
All right.
We appreciate
well,
it.
Thanks
it's
for sticking
weird.
Up for your weird.
Well, you're not weird. I don't know. I have to say there were some weird parts of Portland.
I know. But that's the uniqueness of it.
It is definitely unique.
I will hand you that.
We got a text. Did y'all get to Canyon Beach? Oh, a
nope.
Texter called in and said the food when we asked for redeeming qualities. And so put Canyon Beach on your...
We did eat well. There were some great restaurants. And last time we went to Portland 2 years ago, we took the trip out up to the coast to Astoria, and we had some great meals up there. So, yeah, you can't take the food away from them. I mean,
do they know that a lot of that
cheese
food got
and
to
wine
them by vehicles that require gas to ship the food to them?
Well, they grow a lot of their own food, very organic. Catch a lot of stuff out of the water there.
Yeah, it's some incredible fruit and produce and seafood. And
they're big on composting there, Romy, like to an extreme. It's, one of the comments was, you have to have a degree to know which recycle bin to put your bendable straw into, you know.
That's true. There's like,
you stand there and
there's
go out
like
leave
six
and,
color yeah. trash disposers that...
Very, very clearly marked with instructions, and I don't think I ever got it right once.
Which recyclable canister to put your bendable straw in?
And they love cart, you know, like food trucks. They call them carts. And so there's little parking lots called Cartlandia, and William just loves them. And you go in, and you can pick any kind of food you want, and those guys are making a killing because a lot of people in Portland think those are the best restaurants is the carts.
Right there on Patriot Park, there's a whole parking lot that it must have 100 food trucks. And then over across the river, I can't remember the name of the town we were in, there was another whole park that must have had 200 trucks in it. And then they have a covered area.
You gas guzzling trucks?
Well, they're all parked.
They're parked.
I mean, these are parked. These are parked. But I mean, food trucks by just everywhere.
Every
and I mean, some
food.
Delicious
yeah.
food.
Did anyone boiling crawfish?
Nope. You could do it. You could have
you
a
could
niche
do
right
it.
There.
There
all
go.
Right. We're going to be back talking about more about our impressions of the weird city of Portland.
For Rosie's Home Improvement Column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.